Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 14, 1985. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there are golden and yellow, symbolizing the papacy. And next to these golden and yellow cascading lights that are coming from high in the sky downward, like banners, I know that the yellow and the gold does refer to the papacy. And next to it, I see the Pope, John Paul II, standing there. He's looking all about, and he's stretching out his arms like this and saying, "My children of the world, pray for me." Now, as he looks over to his left, our right, I can see a figure high in the sky, but he's like a picture of death. He's got the face of a masked man. I cannot understand why I cannot see his full face, this masked man. But he's dressed, though, with a cassock and also the clothing of a priest, the collar and all. However, from his neck up, he looks like something so horrible that I know I'm getting a horrible reaction from looking at him. Now he carries with him a scythe for cutting down fast people. I know he's not out to cut grass, but he's out to cut down our Holy Father. Now it's growing very dark, and that figure is now disintegrating into a huge black cross. And forming under the cross is a large globe of the world. And then I see a darkness starting from the blackened cross, moving downward slowly over the whole world until there isn't a light on the earth. Now the sky is beginning to grow a little more brighter. And I can see now that the figure is disappearing as in a mist. And high above Our Lady statue, about maybe 12 to 16 feet, I see Our Lady. I didn't notice her approach. I was so startled at the figure of death standing right before us that I did not look forward, upward. Our Lady is coming down very slowly. The sky has opened up about her, and the evening is one of tranquility and joy because I can hear the voices of angels singing. I cannot make out what they're singing, but the humming and the droning of the song sound like a Gregorian chant. Now Our Lady is coming slowly forward. I can see now her tiny sandals. Our Lady has on golden sandals with the little gold rosettes at the tippy toe. Our Lady always refers to that section as the tippy toe. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her. She is now descending, and I would say she's around 9 feet above her statue. Now, Our Lady has on her mantle, which is blowing in the wind. Her mantle is a beautiful white color. It's so beautiful, I often wonder what the material is that could be so shining and translucent and beautiful. and all about the mantle, Our Lady has a fine, about a half an inch of gold thread going all about the outer parts of her mantle. Now, Our Lady has on a white gown, a pure white, translucent gown. I say translucent, you cannot see through it, but it gives you the feeling of it, though you could almost walk right up and walk through Our Lady. I know that this is a feeling experienced once when I was in a locution with Our Lady, and she took me by the hand and I moved forward. I felt like I moved forward through something impenetrable normally, but it was light as a feather, and I walked through a mist, not knowing that Our Lady was taking me down to see purgatory. Now Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's now taking her rosary from about her waist. Our Lady has a golden sash about her waist this evening. She looks so beautiful, and the shining of the gold upward seems to be so mystical that I have no words to explain it. It's so beautiful that it actually takes every bit of feeling and emotion to explain the beauty of Our Lady standing there. Now, Our Lady has her rosary in her hands, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys, that as Our Lady is turning, they're cascading in all colors of the rainbow. Now, Our Lady is moving to our left, her right, and she's extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over to her left, our right, and she's slowly moving upward and going to the left, her left, until she's directly over her statue. Now Our Lady is now raising the golden crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is looking all about her. I notice now that she has in her hand a scapular, which she must have taken from about her waist to give to mankind the message of the scapular. Now, Our Lady is walking over, though, first. She's walking, but she's really floating. I use the words on earth here of walking, but Our Lady never walks. She absolutely floats so beautifully. Now, Our Lady is moving over to our right side, her left, and she is extending the crucifix on her rosary high like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's pointing upward with her hand to the sky. And coming through the sky, I didn't notice that the sky has opened up into a crystal-like atmosphere, round in circumference, but crystal-like. And directly in the center of this crystalline ball, that's what it appears to be, a crystalline ball. And Our Lady is still pointing upward. She hasn't moved her hand. And Jesus now is emerging from the light. He's coming down very slowly. His hair is blowing in the wind. It must be quite windy above us. Jesus' hair is quite long. It goes down his back. I don't know how far, because I've had few chances to look in back of him since he's always facing us and floats that way. Now, Jesus has come down until he's only about 4 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now, Our Lady is coming across the sky slowly. She's floating, and she's joining Jesus over the statue. Now, Jesus is looking all about him, and he's placing his hands like this before him and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is smiling. He has a smile that is a composite of heartache and joy, gladness and sorrow. I don't know where the balance is, so heavy are the trials of the world upon Jesus. These trials, though, are produced from sin of mankind. Now Jesus is nodding, And he's going with Our Lady. Our Lady is following him. She's on Jesus' left side. That would be our right side. And Jesus is going over to the left side, almost to the top tree. The one, yes, right directly to the left of the banners. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's looking about him and he's now floating over. Our Lady knows where he's heading because she is going on and he's floating behind her, and Our Lady is floating over to our right side. She's not stopping over the statue, but going over between the banner and the banner of the papacy. Now, Our Lady is looking down at the papacy flag, and she's nodding. She's nodding. Now, Our Lady is touching her lips with her finger. That means to listen and repeat. Jesus now has become very quiet. He's nodding, which means that I am to listen to his mother and repeat. My child and my children, and you, my child Veronica, I caution you again to be extremely wary when you go outside your home. I have told you before, my child, that you must not venture forth alone, or you will disappear from the face of the earth. Do not be affrighted, my child. I speak to you not to place fear in your heart, but to protect you and your family from any harm. Now Our Lady is looking towards Jesus, and he's nodding. And now she's turning. Our Lady is turning as she plans to go back over her statue. I can see her heading for the statue, and Jesus is standing just above the statue. While Our Lady spoke with me, he moved over just above the statue. Now he's making room for Our Lady to stand above the statue. Now Our Lady is touching her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I speak with you this evening to caution you and not fall into despair, because there is a conflict over my brown scapular. You will know, my children, that there are always rules and regulations for everything that man holds sacred. Therefore, because so few priests in my son's church are willing to intercede with the scapular and enthrone those who wish it, it has become necessary to give a scapular to every child upon earth, and he or she of reasonable age shall go forth and find a kind-hearted and true holy priest to enroll them. It will take, my children, much doing to find these priests. There are not many left. Oh, my children, how difficult you are making it for me, especially the priest in my son's house upon earth, his church. I cry tears endlessly when I know that every day my son is confronted by numerous souls who have lost their way and refused the redemption that will come to him through wearing the brown scapular. My child, do not be stopped in your efforts to give out these scapulars. I directed you well, my children, in several instances throughout your lifetime. Think back, my child and my children. Think back to the days when you were enrolled in the brown scapular. I tell you now that should you wish to be enrolled, I can only suggest, though the outcome may not be as you wish, I could only suggest that you approach a Franciscan priest, a Carmelite priest, or a Dominican priest. The others have fallen away to a certainty, and your chances of meeting up with success would be very little, my child, among the others. I promise you all, when you wear my brown scapular, you shall not be condemned to hell. I repeat, if you pass on over the veil and are wearing the brown scapular, you shall not see the fires of hell. My child and my children, it will take great courage for you to fight for the others in your parish and those who are your friends who do not have the courage of their convictions. Courage to go forth and promote the brown scapular. I do not go back on my words to mankind. I have often said to the world that if you wear my scapular, you will be saved. To understand this better, my child, I will converse further with you. Now, this be it known, that the scapular cannot keep you from purgatory. I purposely gave this knowledge to St. Simon Stock, the knowledge of the existence of a sacramental so powerful that a man who would fall fast into hell shall escape through the mercy of his God and the existence of a shadow of faith that he may have. My child, you will watch the scapulars carefully as they come in. To be a perfection, you cannot make a substitution, or you lose the graces, my children. It is a simple cloth and can be obtained in many nations. And those that do not have the means to make these cloths shall use the only passage known to man to approach another who can help him or her to obtain this perfection in cloth. My child and my children, I have wandered for years throughout your land with tears streaming from my broken heart, warning you that the hourglass is almost empty. Like a thief in the night, the chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? Those prior to 1970 are also most urgent to be given to the world. My child, I notice that you have completed one side of the book. Yes, the messages were taken from the tapes. As soon as heaven deems you ready, you will receive the lost book of messages, and you will also place them on tape. Conversations with Jesus must now go out at a fast pace. There is little time left. Look up, my child, to the sky. Look high into the sky. I see a ball. It's a horrible ball. It's red and white, and it's traveling very fast through the atmosphere. I have such a feeling of fright that I think I shall fall over. It's frightening. It has a long tail, and this is huge. This ball is huge. It's starting to cover the whole sky. It's orange and it's white, and there is something Our Lady is pointing. She's letting me know that she's there by the trees, not to be affrighted at what I see. But there are streams of molten lava coming out of this ball and sending what appears to be meteors down into the waters and the seas. And I see the seas and the waters burning, the actual burning. Water burning, this is almost impossible, Our Lady. No, my child, you do not know the force of these meteors. They shall burn until they hit the land. Now it's growing very dark, and I see high in the sky a building becoming evident. It is in Rome. I see a large basilica, St. Peter's Basilica, and I see a black flag draped over the door and the windows. Oh, it's so frightening. And I see Our Lady now. She has moved from beyond the trees where she was talking with me, and she's going forward and fast up high into the sky. She has emerged now out of the sky and is standing directly above the basilica. Our Lady now is desperately trying to take her mantle from both sides and stand on the basilica. All about her, I see faces, hundreds of faces, shocked faces, tears crying and falling upon the multitudes. What is this, Blessed Mother? My child, you are looking into Rome on that horrendous day when the Holy Father shall leave you. I say shall because the message is being rejected in Rome. The previous messages about this carnage to the Holy See and the Holy Father has been taken with a manner of laughter. Too late will they laugh and refer to my visitation in New York as being absurd. My child and my children, that is Satan. And as a holy pope once told you before he died, he knew that the smoke of Satan had entered into Rome and the Vatican. Well did he understand my visit to him, my child. The world has never known how close I was to your vicar at that time, Pope Paul VI. Yes, my child, he was removed from the earth also with his imposter. Now Our Lady is passing her hand over her eyes like this. Her tears have now come down upon her face, and the light that is shining so brightly has almost obliterated her face from my view. So much is her sorrow. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, you cannot see my mother's face at this time because her sorrow would bring you to our door. For this sorrow of my mother's cannot be accepted in the human heart, so powerful is her grief. You, my child, must continue to see that the messages from heaven are going throughout the world. The rosary must be recited daily and twice a day, if possible. All others we leave to you to say for added graces. In your world of corruption and evil, my children, you cannot gather enough graces for those that you will not need when you come over the veil to eternity will be given to those whom you love or those who you have fought to save and yet you felt unsuccessful. All the children of the world shall be counted in those who will see the ultimate chastisement. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My child and my children, there are many sins among mankind, but none have been more vile than the abortions, the taking of human life before birth. my child and my children, we cannot accept the political and the rational views. I say rational because they do not use the supernatural, but they curry, C-U-R-R-Y, my children, they curry on those who do not have the faith to understand their so-called enlightened messages to the world. This I speak of my children, for I know the influence of the clerics over the laity. You cannot judge your brothers and sisters, for you do not know their hearts. However, should you see them going on the wrong path and fast falling from the narrow road to heaven, you will do your utmost to convince them of their folly, for in the end, it is they who will suffer, because no man knows the day or the hour in which he will depart from the earth. No man can say he is a master of his own life and therefore will not die. In the book of Love and Life, my children, every name has been counted, and every name has a date. Yes, my child and my children, the Eternal Father has looked far into the future, and the book is already made up. Those who are to be saved, the sheep. Those who are to be lost, the goats. My child and my children, I wish that you all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout the world, your country, the United States, and Canada. I warn you again that Russia plans an attack upon the United States. You must remember, my children, when you accept the talkings and the words of an atheist, there is no honor in the atheist. There is no truth in the atheist. They will cajole you and bar you until you no longer are what is called a free nation, but you will be enslaved if they do not kill the multitudes before, my child. I say if, because it is their plan to destroy your nation and rebuild it by themselves. The cost of life means nothing to them, as you can recognize in all of the countries around your world that have been invaded by Russia, or Russia is the secret agent giving over the firearms and the destructive missiles to destroy the United States and Canada. My child and my children, you cry for peace. I come to you as a mother of peace. My messages to you are not to frighten you, but they are to reveal to you what will happen if you do not act now upon my counsel, my mother's counsel to you. I expect you to think of this and consider what is more important to you. To have a life filled with glory and money and materialistic things? Do you think, my children, that you will take them with you? You will come from your world, the earth, with nothing, just as you arrived in it. My child and my children, since the world no longer considers the tiny little babies as being important to life, they no longer will consider the necessity to have the elderly and infirm among us. That is communism, my children. They will destroy the elderly, they will destroy the newborn, and they will destroy anyone who gets in their way. They have one object, that is to conquer the United States and all other nations until, like a fan, it will open up and will border upon all the nations of the world. I asked you many years ago, my children, I asked you with a mother's heart to follow my rules. I appeared in Fatima. My child, how many actually know the story of my visitations to Fatima, to Lourdes, to Bayside, and others, which I will not name at this time, because others, my child, have fallen into serious errors. Now, my children, I wish you to continue your prayers of atonement. Only a few. I count you, my children, upon these grounds this evening, as counted in the few, through the millions of peoples on the earth now, only a few are staying on the narrow road. Remember, my children, you know not the day nor the hour. Therefore, you must be prepared to leave this earth at any time. There is so much, my children. Now Jesus looked over, and he looked at his mother, and our lady has been crying. Our lady is crying very hard. Our lady now is just extending her arms out like this, very pitifully, and saying, my child and my children, I have come to you under many names in the past, but I want you to acknowledge me as the Mother of Grace, because that is why I come to you now, my children, to give you the graces necessary to remain upon earth in a state of purity and perseverance and knowledgeable to the truth that will lead you and keep you on the narrow road to heaven. My child and my children, many miraculous photographs have been given to you to try to make you understand how futile it is to go about seeking to buy happiness in a world that is materialistic. You cannot buy happiness, for that is one thing I instilled in mankind, the knowledge that the spirit within him is to be guarded and nourished with the fruits of true life, the knowledge of the Bible, past and present and future. My child and my children, you may ask your priests for knowledge of the stories coming from the old elderly fathers of my son's church, but can they tell you the truth now that their seminaries have become polluted with errors? Mothers cry to me. I hear all their prayers to heaven to save their children. And where can they find the knowledge of the truth to teach them? That will depend now upon an earnest mother and father and discipline. Children are like soft flowers that must be nourished so that their stalks will grow and their faces, the purity of their faces, shall rise toward heaven and be nourished with the fruits of life. My child and my children, there must not be any allowances made for the sacrilegious acts of those who call themselves humanists, and also those who promote homosexuality in the name of freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of what you want to do. Do anything you want as long as it offends your God. That is what we hear coming up to us from heaven. That is what we hear coming up to us. High into the heavens, I hear the saints crying, how long, O Lord, will you accept this carnage upon earth? When shall we restore it to its form of beauty and purity? And Jesus has replied now to, I see the sky opening. I see hundreds, maybe thousands of people. They have, though, one thing in common. They all look like clerics, and they have on the habits. Some are brown, some look black, and others are all pure white. The ladies, their nuns, are dressed in the all pure whites, and the others are men. My children, you see before you the saints who have gone by, having sacrificed their lives upon earth for the courage that they needed to go forth and bring to the world the truth of the living God. My child and my children, I wish that you continue now your prayers of atonement. And you, my child, Veronica, will take three pictures. One you can acknowledge, and two you must keep a secret at this time. My child, do not be affrighted. I took you on this journey once before, but I understand, my child, the unknown is often questionable and often disregarded. But you, my child, have been given this knowledge to perpetuate the truth throughout the world. Now take the three pictures, my child. Remember, one you may reveal, but the other two must be kept secret at this time. Must remain a secret for this time. Our lady looks very sad. It actually breaks your heart to see how sad she is. And there's no way other than sacrificing our lives and ourselves to succor her. Always Jesus and Our Lady want to use the word succor because they know of the visit of Padre Pio to my home many years ago. And often he mentioned Pope Paul VI, he's crying now, succor, my children, succor. And also Padre Pio repeated, succor, my little children. Help, help. They're standing by the tree, but I didn't expect for them to come forward. They have been standing by the trees all this time. Now Jesus is moving away from Our Lady because Our Lady is standing over the trees on the left side. Now she's looking over at Jesus and motioning him, yes. They'd been conversing, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's on Our Lady's statue almost standing above her head on the point. And now he's looking about himself. He's looking to the right and left, and I don't understand the look on his face. It's one of puzzlement and not happiness. There's no words to describe it. Now Jesus is going to touch his finger to his lips. My child, this evening there is one more subject that must be resolved and dismissed quickly. All over your country and the world, there are groups forming that have alienated themselves from their hierarchy. I have asked you many times to not form another church. I have asked you to to remain and suffer for all of the souls upon earth. Suffer, even though you know that the Eternal Father watches what is going on. We do not want a schism. We do not wish that new churches be formed, though the meaning is well, they can lead to nothing but destruction and schism. We hear all names coming forward to our ears of churches being born anew, called the traditional Roman Catholic Church. My child and my children, we need no more traditionalists running around and creating new churches. We have to remain steadfast and firm in our convictions that with enough prayer and also the firm example of holiness among many, this will not happen. We do not condemn those who make these side churches, the traditional Roman Catholic churches. They mean well, but they are being led astray. There will be eventually an American Catholic Church if this continues. This is not approved by heaven. Man's judgment can always err, especially when he discounts the knowledge of the supernatural. Remember, my children, I have asked you to remain steadfast in your parish churches, even though it will be a crucifixion to you. We cannot have schism in the United States and Canada, for those who are united shall stand, and those who divide themselves shall fall. My child and my children, do not discount this part of the message from heaven. It is most urgent that this breaking away stop now before it evolves into a major schism. My child, you will continue with the prayers of atonement. There is much that we wish to discuss with you at this time, but I understand, my child, the weakness of your human body. We do not expect you to give in to all of your wishes to do as much as you can in short a time. You must also exercise good common sense, my child, and not wear yourself thin, for you will not be able to do your mission well. Take each day as it comes, my child, for tomorrow is another day. I also want you to remember this, my child, to allow yourself to go without sleep gains nothing. There are 7 days of the week. There are 6 days in which to do your work. A seventh shall be a day of rest and prayer. Remember, my children, that the moon has come and the sun has gone. It is time for all children, good or evil, to rest. For the moon has come and the sun has gone. I repeat, it is time for all children to rest. That, my child, will now end the discourse with you this evening. But I assure you, we shall not put you through the strain again that forces you to miss my mother's vigils here at the Vatican site. Yes, my child, you will not be free from suffering, for you have accepted once those sufferings sent upon you, and in this manner will you keep yourself in the state of grace so necessary for the deliverance of our message to the world. Now I can see the sky closing up. Our Lady and Jesus are moving slowly up, up, up. Now they've stopped. They're going over to our right side And they're standing there now and looking down. And Jesus is extending his hand again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady has turned and she seems to be scurrying. I've seen movement now. She is very anxious to get above her statue with Jesus following her. And Our Lady now has taken her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads that are just like each bead is a rainbow. It's just beautiful. And Our Lady is blessing everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is just behind Our Lady and she's moving farther over to our left now. And now Jesus has approached her, and he's standing there. Our Lady is looking up to him. Like I told you once before, Jesus must be at least 6'2" tall or more, because Our Lady just comes up barely below his shoulder. Now Jesus is smiling, and he places his hand out like this and makes the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, my children, we are not leaving. We wish to hear the prayers of atonement, for it is like music to our hearts. The rosary has always been music to our hearts. There will be three more photographs. These can be interpreted, my child, but they must be kept. You'll understand why at a future date.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 14th, 1985. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.